We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Badharo Green Living Viewers. Badharo means welcome in Gujarati, a language spoken by around 46 million people in India. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, APS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the International Committee of the Red Cross boosts humanitarian services in Ethiopia. In ecology news, Indonesia selects Borneo for a pilot project to reduce deforestation. In animal news, Chaser, a smart canine in the United States, knows the names of over 1,000 toys. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 6th, is New Zealand's National Day, known also by the indigenous Maori name of Aotearoa, meaning Land of the Long White Cloud. New Zealand is home to a diversity of natural beauty. Amazing caves, glacier lakes, valleys, fjords, sandy beaches and snow-capped peaks are among the country's many outstanding features. The New Zealand Subantarctic Islands is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. They have a high level of biodiversity and are habitat for 126 species of birds. Famous New Zealanders include acclaimed writer Miss Janet Frame, distinguished lyric soprano Dame Kiri Te Kanawa, and prominent artist Mr. Colin McCahan. We wish the kind-hearted New Zealanders an auspicious National Day.
Fly-in news. Sri Lanka stricken by more floods. The second round of floods to hit northeastern and north-central Sri Lanka in a month have claimed at least 6 lives and displaced over 250,000 by its fifth consecutive day on Friday, February 4th. Another 5 people, including a Navy sailor, were missing after their boat capsized during a rescue operation. Rice and vegetable crops have been affected, leading to a rise in prices as shortages are expected in the coming weeks. The Sri Lankan Disaster Management Center has established temporary shelters while officials opened spillgates of dams that were reaching full capacity in the districts of Anuradhapura, Polonnaruwa, Batticaloa, Ampara, Vavuniya, and Trincomalee.
Supreme Master Chinghai requested that our association members please find out from local governments if assistance is needed. Conveying her deep sympathies and prayers, she said that emergency funds are available as she asked that they also go if possible to help the most desperate.
We are thankful for the efforts of the Sri Lankan personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Chinghai's loving concern. May Buddha grace the affected residents with resiliency as we strive to alleviate such disasters through our adoption of gentler, more earth-considerate ways.
Hurricane conditions wreak havoc in Scotland. Winds reaching as high as 130 miles per hour led to the perishing of one person on Friday, February 4th, in a travel-related accident. With several vehicles that were overturned by gusts of wind, a school bus carrying 15 children was also blown into a ditch, although no injuries were reported. Trees were toppled and roofs torn from some properties, especially in the hard-hit Western Isles. Meanwhile, rescue crews worked to evacuate people from areas such as a block of flats in Dumfries when the building's roof was blown off. And approximately 70 personnel were airlifted to safety after the Griffin Alpha, a floating oil production and storage ship, lost several of its anchors, causing the rig to pitch more wildly. With some 10,000 homes left without electricity due to downed power lines, schools and roads were also temporarily closed as utility crews and other personnel worked around the clock to restore normal function.
Expressing her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Chinghai asked that our local association members please check with Scottish officials to find out whether additional help is required and to also go, if possible, to bring comfort to those most in need. She added that emergency financial assistance is available.
Our earnest appreciation all Scottish rescue and emergency personnel for your timely and dedicated efforts as we thank Supreme Master Chinghai for her unconditional concern. May heaven protect all in the storm-struck region as our kinder actions help alleviate such extreme conditions as these.
Quakes jolt Tonga, Caribbean, India, Myanmar or Burma, New Zealand and Japan. On Friday morning, February 4th, a tremor measuring 5.4 on the Richter scale struck off the island of Tonga, while just hours later a 5.2 magnitude quake caused alarm throughout several Caribbean islands, with many residents of Grenada, including Grenadian Prime Minister Tilman Thomas, fleeing local buildings in panic. Tremors were also felt in Trinidad, St. Lucia and St. Vincent.
That evening, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake shook a remote region at the India-Myanmar border in what was described as the biggest to hit the area in a decade. With strong tremors that were felt 450 kilometers away in Guwahati, India, the quake caused residents to run from homes and other structures in fear. Also on Friday, New Zealand's Canterbury was rocked by 4 more aftershocks of magnitudes up to 4.6, which now total in the thousands following a destructive 7.1 magnitude quake in September 2010. On Saturday morning, a magnitude 5.2 earthquake hit in Japan's Kanto region, centered beneath the ocean off Chiba Prefecture. Fortunately, there were no reports of significant damage or injuries, and no tsunami warnings were issued for any of the tremors. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions. May such distressing events become a thing of the past as we strive to caringly restore the stability of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Nepal elects Prime Minister. On Thursday, February 3rd, Jalanath Kanal was named new Premier by the nation's parliament. Mr. Kanal's successful appointment, which replaces a caretaker government that had been in place for the previous 7 months, is anticipated to help address a number of legislative issues, as well as to further the national goal of lasting peace. Addressing the parliament, Prime Minister Kanal requested that all parties join in cooperative support of each other, saying that the country's success depends on consensus. Among those conveying their good wishes were Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari, who also expressed their country's willingness to work with the newly formed government. Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister Kanal, on your new position. May your term in office assist in bringing harmony and comfort to the lives of all gentle Nepali fellow citizens.
U.S. teen saves elderly neighbor from house fire. When 19-year-old Nathan Yassin of Massachusetts, USA, saw smoke coming from the house across the street, he quickly ran back into his home, called for his mother to dial 911, then ran over and tried to go inside to retrieve his friend and 97-year-old neighbor, Ms. Nina Sullivan.
After finally being successful in getting into the smoke and flame-filled house, he was also able to escort Ms. Sullivan to safety. The two were taken to local hospitals where Nathan was treated for smoke inhalation and released, while Ms. Sullivan remained in stable condition for further treatment. Speaking of his commendable actions, Nathan humbly said that he didn't view them as heroic and that he had simply saved someone known to him since childhood. Bravo, young Nathan Yassin, for your courage and quick actions in saving the life of your beloved lifelong neighbor. Wishing Ms. Sullivan a complete recovery and that you both may enjoy many more years of treasured friendship.
For his selfless and loving deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Nathan with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $500 for books.
Save our planet. Health risks increased by climate change. Indonesian Health Ministry's Director General of Disease Control and Environmental Health, Chandra Yoga Aditama, recently warned that climate change is increasing people's vulnerability to illness across the nation. These include skin cancer and respiratory complications. Furthermore, continued land degradation and its associated biodiversity loss, leading to variations in previously steady ecosystem patterns, would speed the spread of disease and the dwindling of water resources.
Rising temperatures along extremes of both rainy and dry seasons also create conditions more conducive for waterborne, airborne, and animal-borne disease. Climate-related health hazards are also becoming increasingly apparent elsewhere in the world. As noted by Professor Tony McMichael of the National Center for Epidemiology and Population Health at Australian National University, speaking with Supreme Master Television, Professor McMichael explained some of the fundamental necessities that are imperiled by climate change.
The basic essentials for health, I think, are a secure food supply, a good fresh water supply, normal constraints, limitations on the spread of infectious agents, reasonable protection against physical hazards, sort of protection that's provided by intact coastal zones, mangrove swamps, forests and so on, and a reasonably stable climate system. Those things are absolutely crucial in the long term for human well-being, health, and of course survival. And those are the things that are being put at risk by climate change and by these other enormous environmental changes that we're seeing in these modern times.
Eco-conscious protective measures are thus vital to our future.
This is a chance for us to think seriously about how we can live sustainably, in ways that are convivial, congenial, not competitive, don't involve unpleasantness and conflict, don't involve inequities whereby some people miss out on scarce resources because they're being overused and poorly managed.
Professor McMichael and Indonesia's Health Ministry, we appreciate your thoughtful efforts to raise awareness of such worrisome yet important information and to seek to adopt the most eco-caring measures to benefit the environment and all beings with whom we share the earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently highlighted the urgent necessity for a global shift to more wholesome, eco-friendly lifestyles, as during a July 2008 video conference with Supreme Master television staff in California, USA.
According to the scientists, there could be more than just one disaster. Rising sea level is not the only worrying event. Disease will also rise. They already do so in some parts of the world. If it has to happen, it happens. But please do not concentrate on these negative phenomena. Rather, we spend energy in constructive actions and positive thinking, and we have to envision a more beautiful world. Unless people change to a more benevolent lifestyle, that is, respecting our lives, then we will beget life and our lives will be spared. The more vegetarian people join the circle, the more chance we have to save the planet.
Egyptian state television announces the resignation of the entire steering committee, which is the decision-making body of the ruling National Democratic Party, including President Hosni Mubarak's son Gamal, with his position as policy secretariat being filled by prominent physician, parliament member, and human rights advocate Dr. Hossam Badrawi.
Save Our Planet. Professor Mark Z. Jacobson of Stanford's Atmosphere and Energy Program in the USA states that even with existing technologies only, a collective focus among societies could result in the world being entirely powered by alternative energy.
Save Our Planet. Officials in Beijing, China, report the longest delay in 60 years for the city's first snowfall, bringing concerns of further drought as water levels in major reservoirs stand at just one-tenth of total capacity.
Morning News. In a study of youths 4 to 19 years of age, Finland's National Institute for Health and Welfare finds that those given a pandemic swine flu vaccine were 9 times more likely to contract narcolepsy, a rare sleep disorder, than those not vaccinated.
Hello, I'm Toto, the Galapagos tortoise, and this is my lovely daughter Titi.
Mom and I are happily following the cruelty-free diet. We're here with the tip of the day for those that enjoy chewing gum.
The New York Times cited several studies saying that chewing gum can help relieve heartburn.
And did you know that there's vegan gum?
You can find it online or at your local specialty stores.
Or try calling gum manufacturers and see if they offer vegan varieties.
Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thank you for watching.
Now for the weather around the world.
humanitarian news, the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, boosts services in Ethiopia. The ICRC is working to provide safe water services to internally displaced citizens and to help separated families reunite. In addition, a youth recreation center has been constructed in Benish Angul Gumuz State. The ICRC is also supporting projects of the Ethiopian Red Cross Society. Our earnest appreciation, the International Committee of the Red Cross, for your dedication to Ethiopian brethren. May many precious lives be protected and enhanced by your care with heaven's blessings.
In ecology news, Indonesia selects Borneo for a pilot project to reduce deforestation and greenhouse gas emissions. The eco endeavor is part of an agreement with Norway, who has committed to donate up to $1 billion to help Indonesia preserve her forests. Methods that will be used include a 2-year suspension of clearing natural peatlands and forests as of 2011. Our heartfelt gratitude, Indonesia, for your commitment to protecting your woodlands, and Norway, for your very generous support. May your collaborative efforts be graced with much success. Up next on Noteworthy News, Chaser the canine is found to have some skills like human children. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. Stay tuned for more resplendent news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, hopeful news for an optimistic world. In animal news, Chaser the canine knows the names of over 1,000 toys. American Emeritus Psychology Professor Dr. John Pilley of Wofford College, South Carolina, spent 3 years training his 6-year-old border collie companion, Chaser, to be able to identify 1,022 toys. Dr. Pilley then joined with Dr. Alliston Reed, also of Wofford College, to conduct more than 800 assessments to discover the extent of Chaser's understanding. It was found that over 90% of the time, Chaser retrieved the correct object when asked for it by name. In addition, the smart dog could group playthings based on shape and function. These are skills that children develop at about the age of 3. Our thankfulness, Dr. Alliston Reed and Dr. John Pilley, for highlighting the amazing intelligence of loyal canine companions. May you have many joyous years, Chaser, in the company of your good friend, Dr. John Pilley, continuing to share your many wonderful gifts.
Time for some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Finnish entitled Three Reasons.
Opettaja, kertokaa 3 syytä, miksi maapallo on pyöreä. Oppilas, no koska isäni sanoo niin, äitini sanoo niin ja tekin sanotte niin.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I have been watching Supreme Master Television for about 2 years now and wanted to thank Supreme Master Chin Hai for the humanitarian work she is doing in the disaster-torn countries of the world. May heaven bless and reward her abundantly. Sabinus from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Caring Sabinus, thank you for your lovely note. We are infinitely blessed with the divine presence of Supreme Master Chin Hai on our planet. We pray humanity listens to her immense wisdom and adopts the earth-saving vegan diet while we can still save our precious home. May the eternal light of the providence bless you and all the pure-minded people of Nigeria.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say aujo, which means goodbye in Gujarati.
May inner peace and happiness fill your heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika announces plans to lift the previous 19-year state of emergency, saying that state-run television and radio stations should air the views of all political parties and that peaceful protest rallies should be freely allowed across much of the country.
Dr. Yor Gerlach of the McGowan Institute for Regenerative Medicine in Pennsylvania, USA, is developing a treatment method for burn victims in which the patient's own stem cells from healthy skin are mixed in a solution and applied to the burned area to facilitate healing.
During his visit to the Pelican Educational Center in Yekaterinburg, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev thanks educators and assistants of the center for their giving assistance in helping children with disabilities and other less fortunate youths prepare for adult life.
During her visit to Israel, German Chancellor Angela Merkel meets with President Shimon Peres and addresses students at Tel Aviv University as she asks for the country to halt construction of settlements in the West Bank and to realize the opportunity of furthering peace with Palestinians.
A growing number of elder Singaporeans are noted to be enrolling in ballet classes to stay fit, actively healthy and happy.
Bolivian President Evo Morales calls on farmers and local community leaders to assist in alleviating food shortages by increasing food production, which he states can further benefit livelihoods and the nation by growing sufficient quantities to export.
New dietary guidelines for Americans published by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Health and Human Services highlight that vegetarian and vegan diets offer nutritional advantages by helping reducing causes of premature death, such as obesity and heart disease.
The Charitable Society for the Care of Saudi Families Abroad approves a program to check on hundreds of Saudi families throughout 11 foreign countries and help them with health, social, educational, and financial needs.
A specially trained black Labrador canine in Japan is able to detect early stage bowel cancer with 91% accuracy by simply sniffing patients' breath, giving scientists hope that technology may be developed to match this ability that would benefit humans worldwide.
Following his initial retirement, physician Dr. Keith Swanson of Iowa, USA, reopens his clinic to provide medical services free of charge, accepting only donations for the last 12 years, as he says he wishes everyone could experience such fulfillment through helping others.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.